Consumer and corporate health. We'll start with the key takeaways. First, flow of funds report goes unnoticed with sweltering inflation data. Second, health of corporations, consumers, and the government questioned after a disappointing first quarter of 2022. Third, household net worth falls, but underlying balance sheet strong. Fourth, corporations' net worth rises. And fifth, the second half of the year will likely be choppy.
Perfect.
While most investors were focusing on the disappointing news on inflation, there was another important data release that may have gone unnoticed. On a quarterly basis, the Federal Reserve releases a report called the Financial Accounts of the U.S. This report analyzes the health of the U.S. by looking at household wealth, the health of U.S. corporations, and the U.S. government. This detailed report looks at where funds are flowing, how liabilities are growing or contracting, and net worth and balance sheets across these three sectors of the economy. The following are some key takeaways from the two primary sectors. Household net worth falls key points. First, household net worth, which considers a household's assets to its liabilities, fell for the first time since the first quarter of 2020 due to a drop in the value of the corporate equities and corporate bonds that households own. Second, the value in real estate, as well as owners' equity in real estate, rose to the highest level on record, allowing a household's wealth in the real estate to remain strong. And third, deposits, including savings and checking accounts, rose to a new record high of $18.5 trillion in the first quarter of 2022. Corporate net worth rises key points. First, corporate net worth rose in the first quarter of 2022 to $30.1 trillion, but it was the slowest quarterly gain since the pandemic of the first quarter of 2020. Non-financial assets rose within the asset component. Second, corporations did increase traditional debt, but they saw a strong demand for traditional loans. And third, corporate balance sheets saw two metrics change. Their debt to equity rose to a 12-month high, and debt to net worth rose to a two-quarter high. So what's the bottom line? While this report is backward-looking, it is full of useful information on the health of America. Households and corporations are strong for now. However, there are cracks emerging, and if inflation does not moderate, these balance sheets will likely weaken.